USA News. I'm Corey Myers. House Speaker Mike Johnson on the hot seat. He'll be meeting with President Biden today, along with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, all of whom support aid for Ukraine. Johnson will have to decide to bring the aid bill to the floor for a vote. That would surely pass, but will Johnson do that? If he does, the GOP looks at it like he's giving in to Biden. If he doesn't, he's favoring former President Donald Trump, who thinks that Ukraine should not get any more aid from the U.S. Meanwhile, President Biden chatted with late-night comedian Seth Meyers while they hit up an ice cream shop. With cone in hand, the press that was there asked Biden if he hopes there'll be a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Well, I hope by the beginning of the weekend. At least my national security advisor tells me that we're close, we're not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday we'll have a ceasefire.
The death toll in Gaza estimated to be about 30,000. Houston authorities releasing graphic security and police body camera footage of the February 11th shooting inside Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. The video shows the suspect, Janice Yvonne Moreno, walking into the church holding her 7-year-old son's hand while she carried an assault-style rifle and a bag that investigators said contained another rifle. Video from inside the church shows people running for cover as Moreno walks through the halls with her weapon and her son. The footage shows an off-duty Houston police officer who worked church security exchanging gunfire with the suspect. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Macy's is downsizing with a new smaller but more luxurious look. The company starting by closing 150 underperforming stores over the next few years. New CEO Tony Springs said in a statement that the bold new chapter, which has full support of the company's board, was decided on after extensive market research. Students at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York will receive free, yes, you heard right, free tuition after a $1 billion donation from a former faculty member. Dr. Ruth Gottesman, who's 93, spent 55 years as the chair of the school's board, made the historic donation in the name of her late husband, David Sandy Gottesman, who was an early investor of Berkshire Hathaway. He was also the co-founder of New York based investment firm First Manhattan Company. Her husband died in 2022, but Ruth said that she's very thankful to him for leaving those funds in her care, and she feels blessed to be given the great privilege of making this gift to such a worthy cause. An Australian photographer accusing Taylor Swift's father, Scott Swift, of assault after dad allegedly punched the man. The photographer was not seriously injured, and no charges have been filed against Scott Swift. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.